At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
4:58 in the morning. Happy Monday morning, everybody. Hopefully you guys are doing great. Updates with the crypto market. I've been looking at Bitcoin consecutively every single day without fail since 2016. I understand the nature of this chart, understand how Bitcoin works and how it plays. With the ETF looming, what you're going to see is probably a lot of liquidations. A lot of liquidations take place over the next couple weeks. The reason is because people are going to be over leveraged all the way up to probably the Bitcoin halving. So you're looking at about another 3 to 4 months of just massive, massive wicks. That's what's going to happen. It happened in 2019. This was DeFi summer pre-bull run of 2020/21. Anytime that you guys hear the narrative like, oh, we're about to take off, you need to understand that crypto takes off in a span of like 2 to 3 fucking weeks. I mean, look at Bitcoin, where it was at 25K and where it is today. It's only a couple weeks. I would say, 7 weeks it took Bitcoin to get to this position from 2017 highs, more or less. That's pretty amazing. But it also dumps really quickly. And you guys were able to witness that yesterday from 44.1K all the way to 41,000 and change. This tells you one thing. First, look at the alts that didn't dump extremely heavy, right? I'm going to be mentioning several projects that me and my team look at, and you guys can evaluate them for your own sake. But we've been looking at a lot of things, and one of the ways to identify gems is to be able to see when Bitcoin dumps, where does liquidity go, and what projects remain stable. If you guys take this timestamp of the last 24 hours and you begin evaluating projects, you're going to be able to identify these patterns. Whether you look at the 2017 bull run, whether you look at the 2020-21 bull run, the tokens, the companies, the projects that held extremely well during dumps tend to do extremely well in the next leg up. Secondly, I've been uncovering from the vice president and different high-ups at BlackRock, public things that they've posted about different projects that they secretly support. I'll be probably releasing that later this week as well. But anyways, 5 in the morning. Hopefully you guys are up, ready to go, ready to move, functioning, operating, thinking, planning how to win, how to succeed, and understanding that this game, first guys, this game is rigged. Okay, rigged. And not rigged in the sense of if you 100x leverage and you get liquidated on a wick, that's rigged. No, the narrative, the story is already set, right? When you have so many billionaires involved with Bitcoin, hundreds of them, guys, when you have thousands and thousands of multimillionaires involved with it, which basically run the world, at some point, you supersede the government, right? At some point, this young generation becomes the government, right? And allows certain things. I mean, kind of look at what's happening in El Salvador. So there's a pendulum swing in culture, therefore resulting in a pendulum swing of how we operate. Pay attention to the rotating of liquidity. understand the charts that recover quickly are more likely than not potential narratives forming, hence people loading up their bags in any potential dip. And if you're paying attention, you'll be able to identify them quite easily. And then finally, understanding the rotation cycle of liquidity, not just to projects that do well, but also to other tokens of liquidity that are easy to get in and out of. So for example, let's say I make $1 million trade, I'm up 20%, I rotate out of Bitcoin, I'm most likely not gonna stay in stable coins. I'm gonna rotate to something else, right? So I need to rotate to the next opportunity. Whatever that next opportunity is, it needs to allow for me to get in and out of my $1.2 million position now fairly quickly. I can't do that on a shit coin. I can't do that on a small cap. I need to have enough liquidity, right? So big whales, they look at this. That's why you see huge movements with Doge. You see huge movements with Shiba. All of it is correlated. So food for thought, keep your eyes peeled. I had a trading mentor once. He was the only trading mentor I ever had. In fact, I had two. I had a cheap one and I had an expensive one. And the first and probably one of the few rules that I was taught was every single day, just look at the chart of what you're trying to trade, right? Every single day. So when you begin to understand the nature of a product and the nature of a market, things become a little bit more clear. But it takes kind of repetition. So I've been doing it since 2016, looking at the chart for almost 8 years, every single day. I don't look at every chart of crypto, no, but I look at Bitcoin every single day. Bitcoin gives me a pretty good sentiment for the rest of the market, because whether you believe it or not, whether you like Bitcoin dominance or not, or whether Bitcoin dominance is going down or not, Bitcoin still leads. And if Bitcoin dumps, everything dumps. If Bitcoin pumps, everything pumps. And understanding where Bitcoin's going to go gives you a very good understanding of where the rest of the market is headed. Play the game, play it right, play it well. Play not to lose instead of playing to win, and you'll keep your chips. Have a wonderful day, guys. Talk soon.